My guest at this time is former Apollo astronaut Walt Cunningham. He served in the role of lunar module pilot on the Apollo 7 mission. That was four missions before the Apollo 11 moon landing. And he is now part of a group of former Apollo astronauts, many former Space Administration employees who want NASA to back off on its claims that it is convinced that man is contributing significantly to supposed global warming. And Mr. Cunningham, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
What concerns you most about NASA administrators, whether it's Hansen or now Bolden, and some of these claims that they're making in terms of what they believe is responsible for the climate change?
Well, first I'm speaking for the JSC down here, the Johnson Space Center Alumni League. This is our chapter down here, and we're the ones that put the letter out. I helped form that letter, but our concern is that what's going on now with the politicization of science, that NASA is basically ruining the reputation that we all helped establish over the last 40 or 50 years, because they're taking a position that's not substantiated by, you know, all the scientific data. They're basically taking a political position.
Are you mainly asking them to stop talking about it, or are you mainly asking them to re-examine the evidence because you don't believe they've reached the right conclusion?
They can reach whatever conclusion they like, and I'm sure if you followed James Hansen for the last 20 years, you know what his conclusion is. What we're saying is that as former employees, myself, other astronauts, Chris Kraft, folks that you know, and a lot of people that worked in mission control, we're used to looking at data, and we're saying this is an inconclusive situation, and the media would like to kind of bowl you over by saying that everybody, the scientists all agree that it's settled. It's not settled, and there's thousands of scientists that disagree. We just don't think that NASA should be taking a position in it. They never were. During our time, they didn't take a political position, and they shouldn't be doing it now.
Why do you think they are taking that position?
Well, it's hard to say, really, but over the last 15 or 20 years, NASA has been sliding in a variety of things as they became more bureaucratic. But this is not the first time that people have complained about James Hansen, who's always presented as a NASA chief scientist. Well, James Hansen is not the only scientist at NASA, and I guarantee you that many of them disagree greatly with James Hansen. The people that we have on our letter are those who are no longer with NASA, but were for, I think there's a total of 1,000 years of experience represented on there, and we can speak out and think that NASA should not be taking this kind of a political position.
How do you feel the reputation of NASA has been damaged by their actions?
With many people, it probably has not, because they are not aware of NASA in any kind of detail, but former employees certainly are. There's no question that this administration, you know, from the president on down, is busy trying to push so-called global warming. They now change it to climate change, which is also a bad mistake. We've allowed them to do that. But they're taking the position that global warming is a settled science in their mind, when it's really just a hypothesis that was first proposed about, 20, 22 years ago. And it's never been demonstrated as a conclusive. It can't be called a theory until it is. And there's a lot of scientific background and process that we're used to going through on any new hypothesis. That hypothesis has not been proved. If it was proven, then there wouldn't be any disagreement or lots of fighting with scientists today.
What do you see as the danger of reaching that incorrect conclusion potentially and doing so very publicly?
If if our country is made to take that that's being pushed on us from this administration on down, it would mean taking very, very expensive steps that would do nothing but slow down our country and would do nothing to control the weather of the Earth. There's just no way we can do that. And my personal appeal is that everyone take a look at the data themselves. A lot of people like to say, hey, you know, I'm not a scientist, I can't understand that. Well, all you have to do is look at some of the data that's out there, and you don't have to be a scientist to understand it. Look at the history of temperature, for example. Draw your own conclusions, and don't just listen to what the media says or what some scientists, you know, scientists at some of the different universities. They're dependent on this. The government has put so much money into supporting this particular hypothesis without it ever being proven. that is costing us dearly even today.
We're talking with retired Apollo astronaut Walt Cunningham. And Walt, before we let you go, just a couple of quick questions about the space program itself. Obviously, in recent months, we've seen the last, at least for quite a while, manned spaceflight that originated from the United States. What do you make of that transition without any potential replacement for the shuttle program, as we now rely on other countries to get us back up to the space station and elsewhere?
Well, it's very, very sad. Many people besides myself have paid the price many years ago, dedicated to making us preeminent. As you know, the administration is not interested in preeminence. The cancellation of the space shuttle is probably the biggest single mistake that NASA has made in their 50-year history. In my personal opinion, it is the safest manned space vehicle ever developed. I know we've had two accidents, but it is the safest vehicle ever developed and the most capable vehicle. And now we're going back trying to reinvent the wheel, trying to build large rockets like we did back in the 1960s, build another Apollo command module just slightly bigger. So we're not pushing ahead to be the best in the world anymore.
Last question, what if you could encourage the president or NASA leaders right now as to what you think they should be doing, what would that be?
Well, I think that they should have been addressing, instead of trying to develop new vehicles, that they should have been addressing those items which were adding cost to the operation of the space shuttle. I think we should still be focusing on long-term getting out to Mars. None of us that flew back in the 1960s would have believed that it could be past the year 2000 and we weren't already on Mars. That's just the way it is. But our society has backed off these kind of things. We've become risk-averse. We don't think that things are worth taking a chance for, I guess.
Well, certainly that debate continues, as well as the one over global warming and whatever you want to call it inside NASA and beyond. Sir, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Walt Cunningham, veteran of the Apollo program, was the lunar module pilot on the Apollo 7 mission. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.